This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How is your level of humbleness? The Prophet ﷺ would to sit among the people. He does not have a special designated place. So much so, in an authentic narration, a stranger once walked in and he would ask, "Where is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam?" Can you believe that? Alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba eventually, they begged the Prophet, "Please let us have you a special place where people can recognize you, go directly to you." But this is who he was, alayhi salatu wasalam. He even, in an authentic narration, he would go and say salam and greet the young children, wipe over their heads. This is who he was outside the house. How was he inside the house? Was he as humble? Absolutely. His wife Aisha radiallahu anha, she was asked, "How was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's behavior inside the house? What did he used to do?" She said, "كان في خدمة أهله." He was at the service of his family, serving his wife and his children alayhi salatu wasalam within his capacity. But you know what she said? "But when the time of salah came, he would go ahead and pray." He sallallahu alayhi wasallam lived with the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا." Do not walk on earth arrogantly, thinking you're better than everybody. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was better than everybody, and still he was able to maintain his humbleness alayhi salatu wasalam. You and I should live by this ayah. Allah said, "إنك لن تخرق الأرض." You will not crack the earth open. You will not walk and be that level of strength. And Allah also said, "ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا." No matter how strong and tall and you want to flex, you will not reach the heights of a mountain. Remember where you came from. You're a sperm and an egg that came together. This is our beginning, a dust and mud, and we will return back to it. May Allah forgive us and keep us humble and make us live by the Quran. Assalamu alaikum.